My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to recruit A-player marketing talent to grow your revenue. So A-players, so actually it gets a little complex here. There's actually a book called Strengths Finders. So an A-player, there's actually three types. Did you know that, Neil?
I did not know that.
Okay. So before we go into this, there's three types of A-players. You have an A3 player, an A2 player, and an A1 player. Okay. An A3 player is someone that can do the job really well, but they don't necessarily want to become managers. They don't want to, nor are they like really qualified to. Okay. So that's A3. A2 is someone that could be promoted one level. And then A1 is someone that could be promoted 2+ levels. These are kind of your superstars, right? So when we talk about A players, we're talking about it from kind of A3 through A1. We don't want to talk about the Bs or the Cs. Okay. So Neil, what are your thoughts first?
The easiest way that I've gotten A players is I go to LinkedIn. I go and see who's worked for a competitor, not like someone who has marketing experience at a different random company. I'm talking about direct competitors. And I look for someone who's actually got promoted multiple times because that shows me that they were seen as being valuable to get promoted. And I look for someone who stayed at that company for a long time. And I look for someone who has been at multiple companies. They don't all have to be competitors. They stayed for a long time and they got promoted at both of them for a while. Because if they stick around for a while, you know they're loyal. If they got promoted multiple times, you know that someone finds them being valuable. Because when you interview people, they all say that they've done well and they're amazing and they produce amazing results. But promotions actually show that someone finds value in them. And by them working for a direct competitor, which is the third thing, you know that the chances are if they can do it for a direct competitor, they can usually do it for you as well. That's our recruiting method. You go to LinkedIn, you hammer, you hit up a ton of people. It's a numbers game. That's who you look for. And those are the people who tend to do the best for you. And they tend to also know other A players and they bring you more over time as well.
Yeah. There's a book called Who, that's WHO with a question mark. There's an entire framework on this. And what I like about Who is, you know, oftentimes we might say, oh, we need to hire, but like, okay, what are you trying to hire for? So it's really important to define the outcomes. So maybe someone that's managed like, you know, a $10 million P&L that has recruited a team of VPs before, maybe they've pitched RFPs, right? So you want to define exactly the outcomes that you're looking for. Maybe it's 3, 4, 5 outcomes. And then, you know, you want to also identify the competencies, right? So what are they actually good at? And then from there, you kind of have a definition and then you can go reach out to these people, to Neil's point. Where I've screwed up before is giving people that haven't done it before a chance, and a chance for too long. And that actually ends up setting the company back. So what you want to do exactly is define the outcomes first. Have they done this before? If they haven't done this, then like, don't even do it. Because if you have to grow them, if you have to do the job for them, if you have to kind of keep looking behind your shoulders, that says they're not doing their job. And at the end of the day, it's your fault for hiring them. Okay. So having a process like Who, again, WHO with a question mark, that's the book, setting the scorecards up, having a good hiring process, and then just reaching out to the people that have done it and then asking your network too. Or let's say at Neil's company, if I have people on my team, let's say my executive team, I might just go to their LinkedIns and look for 10 people that I think are great to talk to. I'll be like, hey, Neil, I looked at these 10 people on your LinkedIn. So who should we talk to here that would be a good fit for the company? And that makes it easy. That's also known as referral recruiting. Okay. Anyway, Neil, I'll turn it back over to you.
Last thing I have for my end is what we learned is when you're hitting people up on LinkedIn, those A players, it's hard to get them if you just pitch them directly. It's easier to get them if you ask them if they know anyone like them. And a lot of them will just say, hey, I'm actually interested in the job. And then you can end up getting on the phone. But when you do a direct approach of saying, hey, do you want this job? I know I'm cutting it short, more so you would send them a nice paragraph or so with some fluff in there. But we've just found that doesn't work as well as more so asking them, do you know anyone else that would be a good fit?
All right. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. And to hang out with Neil and myself, September 19th to the 22nd. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.